John 8, chapter verse 31 to 36 is our gospel reading today. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm Pastor Jeff Teeples, and I'm the current pastor at Shepherd of the Hills. Began in 2019. I am here with my wife today, Kristen, as well as my son, Philip, and Carly, and our two grandkids who live in the area, Silas and Eden. And I'm also blessed to have that they were baptized here in this congregation. You know, it's a wonderful day to this, and I welcome you to this grand celebration of 50 years of God's goodness, of 118,250 days of God's goodness, or 438,000 hours of God's goodness. And that might be a stretch, right? We all know that life is not all good, and even though we're celebrating 50 years of goodness, we probably can't honestly say that every hour of our ministry or our life at Shepherd of the Hills has been filled with goodness and love. But we can honestly say that God has been faithful, that God has been here for 50 years, and it's been awesome to be a part of this congregation. We can certainly proclaim at the top of our lungs that God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Today we begin the first full week of what we're calling our Red Letter Challenge. And if you're participating today in that challenge, read the devotional in day 6. That's where we're at. But this week the focus is on being with God. If you don't have a book and want to participate, we have books available. And pick it up here after church. The focus of this week is being with Jesus. Like Jesus says in his gospel today, "If you abide in my word, you're truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." As you read this week in the challenge, you'll be encouraged to abide in God's word, and to pray, and to worship, to remember the Sabbath, to fast, and give priority to your life, in your life to Jesus Christ. But Zach Zender, the author of this devotional, writes, "One day of the being challenge is to celebrate." He says, "We ought to attract people to the church quite literally by the fun there is in being a Christian." So when you think about it, Christians really should celebrate more than anyone else. We have Jesus, and he and have our relationship with Jesus is a reason to celebrate joyfully the happiness, the gladness, the joy, the honor he gives us. We can recall the Old Testament and the Jewish people, they celebrated a lot. They were celebrating the deliverance from slavery. They celebrate that every year at Passover. As we ought to be frequent in celebration of the freedom we have from the bondage of sin through Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. And the Jewish people celebrated the saving of the people when Esther boldly approached the king to plead for the lives of her people. And the Jewish people then were not only saved, but elevated in status in the entire kingdom. And Purim each year is celebrated in Jewish congregations. We too, as that is celebrated, we too have so much to celebrate in the saving that God has given us. As Joel mentioned, the forgiveness and abundant life here on earth and the promise of heaven when life is over. So 50 years of God's goodness. It was decided months ago that that would be the theme for today. And I just again thank the committee and all those who've worked so hard to make this festive day possible. Their names are listed in the back, including the musicians and the choir who are here today to celebrate. And I want to thank you all for being here, and also just for those who contributed to make the pergola and lawn possible. It's just beautiful, and I know that will be put to good use and service for many, many years to come. As I said, right after today's service, we'll go out and dedicate that space for the glory of God. We have so much to celebrate that Shepherd of the Hills has 50 years been a mission outpost right here, that lives have been changed, Christ has been lifted up, comfort has been given, buildings have been created, service has been given by countless volunteers, generosity and generous offerings have sustained this ministry and have been used to fund missions. You've had faithful pastors, music ministers, and staff. But as a church, it's really not about all that we have done, which is wonderful. But it's really what God has done through us here in our midst. Through these 50 years, we can boldly say, this is the Lord's church. Can I hear an amen to that? As we consider the goodness of God in our church and our lives today, there are some things that we can celebrate. First, we are celebrating answered prayer because we can pray about what? It says in Philippians, everything. Paul writes, rejoice in the Lord. Let it say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Have you seen God answer prayers here? Answer prayer? I sure have. Countless healings. Steve mentioned a few of those as well. We are thanking him that he gives us our daily bread, all we need for life and health and our church, all that we need to move ahead in mission, for hearts and lives coming to Christ, for salvation, for transformation. I think back over the years that you've been a part of Shepherd of the Hills, and can you think of a moment, a time when you can be grateful for answered prayer? When my daughter-in-law, Britta, informed us just after we had arrived that their first baby had some measurements that were off in the womb, and I brought that before you as a congregation, and you prayed. I realized this is a praying church, and you do pray diligently and fervently. And the next time she went in a week later for measurements, everything was absolutely normal. I attribute that to the prayers of the saints and this being a praying church. Prayers are always answered, right? Not always as we want them to be answered. Sometimes God says yes, and other times no, or wait. But prayer is abiding in God's word. As being his disciples, Jesus says, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we celebrate today that God answers prayers and calls us together. So let's take a moment right now and just thank him for his goodness and faithful love. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the many times you have rescued us. And Lord, again today, I cry out to you and even now offer a prayer of my heart to you at this moment. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. Thank you for answering prayer. Another thing we're celebrating today is that Jesus is on the throne in heaven. Isn't it great? We don't have to wait until the new heaven and the new earth appear on earth to worship him. Worship is our primary focus as a congregation. And although we have so many ministries that serve and small group Bible studies and Christ Connect class and social events and other times when we gather together as a church, the main thing we do and the main reason we gather is to worship. We worship. We get a glimpse as we stand in awe of Christ's mercy and forgiveness, and we get a glimpse of heaven through the songs and the hymns that we sing. Jesus is on the throne, and it's a great statement of that great power that he reigns, that we are built on the rock as a church. As Jesus asked Peter, "Who do people say that I am?" He says, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answers him this, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Now, as Lutherans, we understand that on this rock isn't the literal church. It's not the literal building of the church or the church in Rome or anywhere else. The rock, as Lutherans, we understand, is the confession that Peter made, the confession that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'm grateful every day for that sure promise of protection that Jesus says, "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church." How the devil works to try to destroy Christ's church through division, through gossip, slander, attacks, and still Christ calls us to push against the darkness of the world, and he is on the throne. Known in him, the Christ, that the church will prevail. And finally, today we're celebrating the great acts of God. We are people that become part of his story or history. We look at what God's done in Scripture and we say it again, "Do it again for us, Lord." The creation story that you heard this morning is the beginning of everything. It is where God declares what is good. I've shared this illustration before, but it bears repeating as I thought about the goodness of God today. Kind of a understanding, what does good really mean in Scripture? Because God declares each day after each day of creation, "And it was good." Well, good is a word that we've kind of messed up in English. Because good is a measure of quality, and we think, well, there's poor, there's fair, there's good, and there's great, and there's excellent. And something is good, we kind of think, well, I guess it's just kind of good enough, right? Well, how was the food? It was good, right? Or how was that team? Well, they were pretty good. If you were in school and the teacher wrote good on your paper, it meant a B, not an A. And when you mess up a meaning of the word, so we've really messed up the meaning of the word good in English, but I want to recover biblical meaning of the word good. We begin to recover this meaning. We need to go to that chapter 1 in Genesis where God says, after each day of creation, it is good. That word good appears 7 times in the creation story. And the last time it said on the 6th day after creation, when he created humankind, God saw that he had made and it was very good. Now, the Hebrew word translate good is tov. The Hebrew Pocket Dictionary describes that word as many words in English. It can mean beautiful, good, excellent, pleasant, lovely, fruitful, sound, cheerful, kind. That all means the word tov. And miod, it means very. And that word really means in Hebrew power, strength, force, much, greatly, exceedingly, very. So good is a word of completeness, a word of fullness. And my Pentateuch professor, which was the one who teaches you about the first 5 books of the Bible, taught about the word good in this way. He said that we should say something like this: God saw that it was good. Like really good. It's a Picture in your mind something that's the most beautiful, the most excellent or pleasant or lovely or fruitful or cheerful or kind thing that you've ever experienced, and then speak the word good. Now, do you get it? Good is not a couple notches away from great or excellent. Good in the Bible is perfection. It's beautiful. It's excellent, pleasant, lovely, and fruitful, sound, cheerful, and kind. That is good. Can you think of some good things as we celebrate today? First, the pronouncement over you that Genesis declares. It says that God made man and woman in his image. He said, Tov me'od, very good. Very good. Our aspirational, we just lost an umbrella. I just noticed that out there. The wind did pick up. Our aspirational value at Shepherd of the Hills is that God, that this place would be a place where people experience good. Experience good. Get to be the living church and become an active witness. So my hope and prayer for all of us, all of you, as your pastor, as your brother in Christ, is that your time here at Shepherd of the Hills would be a time when you experience good. Or that your time when you were here at Shepherd of the Hills was a time you experienced good. That it would be a season of growth. That we can look forward to experiencing the goodness of God and look forward to that in the future. Good is being at home with God. Good is being adopted by God. Good is receiving the word and having that word and hearing that word, having that word grow in us. Experiencing good is accepting the pleasure that he has for us, that we are the crown of his creation, that we're part of history, his story. And what is that, friends? It is good. Christ is on the throne. We get to be his church. To know Christ and make him known is our mission. He protects us. He blesses us. We worship him and receive so much mercy and forgiveness from him. And that is what? Good. And finally, we have a relationship with Jesus. He calls us friends. We don't have to pray off to a God who feels far off or gets stuck, our prayers get stuck in the ceiling. We pray to God through Jesus by the Spirit, who is closer than the air that we breathe. He's the one who knows each and every one of us by name. He's familiar with suffering. And the one who's turned away from us because he has not turned away from us because of our sin. He actually turns toward us because of our sin. The truth is the core of this week's red letter challenge, that we are to be with God, and the whole Trinity works in our lives. He is three in one, answering prayer, and that is good. So, tov me'od, very good. So church, as we celebrate 50 years, may we relish the goodness of God, which we could say is the goodness of God. And I want to just share just a quick story about how I've experienced goodness so many ways at Shepherd of the Hills. But I just want to lift up God's goodness to me in providing not only this amazing congregation, and so many faithful volunteers and friends who just love the Lord so dearly. But also our music minister, Matt Haney, who came to us at a critical time and has blessed us so, so much with his music and ministry. Also, Debbie Van Opel, our administrator. She has blessed us so with her efforts and diligent work. We thank God for Lynn Ruby and her marketing and all the good things that she does. and for Sonia, who just joined our staff as our mission coordinator, missional coordinator. They have been an example to me of God's goodness as we meet every Tuesday to pray and to learn and to laugh. And I couldn't be here today without their amazing support and partnership. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you are the good, good God. And that when you looked at us, you said that, well, very good. Lord, good is an incredible measure of your faithfulness. And so as we reflect today on what you've done, all you've done in our lives, we thank you and praise you for faithful ministry, for faithful pastors, for faithful servants and children and families. Lord, we thank you that we can be where we are today, not in saying that, well, we've lived our best and now we can just look back on it, but Lord, that the best is yet to come in all of our lives as we look forward to you revealing more and more of yourself to us. So we pray and thank you that you are so good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.